Factors affecting resource planning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource planning as capacity planning conducted at the business plan level. Resource planning is the process of establishing, measuring, and adjusting limits or levels of long-range capacity. It is normally based on the production plan, but may be driven by higher-level plans beyond the time horizon of the production plan, for example, the business plan. It addresses those resources that take long periods of time to acquire. Resource planning decisions always require top management approval. SIN. Resource requirements planning. C. Capacity planning, long-term planning. Resource planning is affected by factors that involve demand, external or market-based, and supply, internal or related to operations resources. You will see each of these forces at work in each capacity planning area. Demand or external factors. The basic input into capacity planning is forecast data. But recall that forecasts aren't always reliable. For example, response to a new product introduction may be greater than forecast. While this may sound like a good kind of problem to have, not having capacity to meet this demand during an introduction can hurt the product's long-term share of the market. Will it be more profitable to build capacity to meet possible demand or to limit supply and risk and possibly drive up prices? The answer will require an understanding of market dynamics and the probable curve line of demand for the product. It is also possible for demand to fall below forecasts. A failure to generate sufficient demand for a new product after significant capacity has been developed could be catastrophic. In the shorter term, demand for a product or service can periodically fall below short-term forecasts. Is this drop temporary or a long-term trend? If it is temporary, does it make sense to adjust capacity downward? That will depend on the organization's economies of scale and its flexibility in changing levels of production. Operations must also factor in the cost and availability of the capital that will be required to increase capacity. This will directly affect assessment of profitability at different levels of capacity. Market requirements will affect capacity decisions as well, since they affect the weighting of operations performance requirements. Are speed and dependability more important than cost? Providing short turnarounds from order to delivery may require a higher level of capacity. Or it may argue for locating production in a way that shortens delivery time, and thus the overall order time. Risk considerations may also play a role in planning resources. The organization may consider the impact of not being able to meet temporary increases in demand as so severe that it plans ways to create surge capacity, which is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the ability to meet sudden, unexpected increases in demand by expanding production with existing personnel and equipment. The organization may design resources for greater flexibility, for example, designing production lines for rapid transitions, cross-training employees in different production tasks, investing in equipment with higher potential throughput, or ensuring that labor contracts include overtime provisions. Supply or internal factors. The organization's decision about sizing itself to meet demand requires that it understand the relationship between its costs, volumes, and profitability. If building capacity to fulfill demand will create excess capacity, the organization must decide if it wants the potential revenue even if it comes with a loss of profitability. Exhibit 2-33 shows the relationship between costs and volume in terms of profitability. Exhibit 2-33. Cost, volume, and profitability. In this case, operations must increase its capacity in order to meet demand. In this organization, the operations function is capable of increasing capacity in a flexible manner, putting portions of its resources online as demand increases. At points A and B, revenue exceeds costs. Resources are bumped up to meet anticipated demand. To reach the forecast demand, however, operations will incur costs that exceed revenue at the likely peak of demand. The organization may indicate that it would rather stop building capacity at point B rather than have excess capacity at point 100. The unit cost curve, which shows the relationship between the product's unit cost and its volume, helps indicate when economies of scale become diseconomies of scale. Economies of scale operate by spreading the fixed costs of an operation over a larger volume. Diseconomies of scale are the point at which the cost per unit stops decreasing and instead begins to increase as volume increases. Exhibit 2-34 shows this concept. Economies of scale depend on the fact that the real maximum capacity may be larger than the theoretical maximum capacity. A plant may operate for longer hours, for example. At a certain point, however, the costs of operating at this higher level of capacity will start to increase, for example, overtime, postponed maintenance, and the cost per unit will begin to increase. Sometimes capacity can be increased through technology and or more efficient processes, but eventually operations, or the organization, becomes so large that it encounters other challenges, for example, bureaucracy and difficulty with communication and coordination or less agility in meeting market changes. Exhibit 2-34, Unit Cost Curve and Economies of Scale.